Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball towards center. Boston catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingery. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Kingery steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman strikes out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kingery for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to third. Moorman moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Karkovice strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Quirk hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biancalana strikes out. Karkovice drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Biancalana out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive towards first. Moorman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Carlton Fisk now catching. Steve Lyons now playing left field. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingery. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Steve Farr now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law bunts towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Seitzer moves to third. Law moves to second. Angel Salazar pinch runs for Rudy Law. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Salazar moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Ray Searage now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 3 in the game. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Sundberg now catching. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Kevin Seitzer now playing left field. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moorman hits a line drive into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.